بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذين يزكون أنفسهم بل الله يزكي من يشاء ولا يظلمون فتيلا. انظر كيف يفترون على الله الكذب وكفى به إثما مبينا. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that Allah Ta'ala will forgive every guna, even if a person did not make tawbah from it, besides kufr and shirk, and that is for whom Allah wishes to. In this ayat now, again Allah refers to one of the evil qualities of the Bani Israel, the Jews and the Christians. And it has come in the Quran Sharif that we are warned about it and we take our lessons from it. And that we don't fall in the same trap also. And that is that we should not think have a holier than thou attitude. We should not think that we are pure and clean without any reason even for it. So Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يُزَكُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ. کیا تو نے نہ دیکھا ان کو جو اپنے آپ کو پاکیزہ کہتے ہیں. If you're not seeing those people, referring to the Bani Israel, instead, in spite of worshipping the calf, the cow, and calling Uzair the son of Allah, and calling Isa the son of Allah, these big, big gunas they are involved in, and they say we are pure and clean, we are pious and we are righteous. That is a claim that a person must never ever make, that I am right, I am pious. Even in the remotest thoughts of his mind, he must never ever think I am righteous and pious. That is the most dangerous step a person can take. So we should avoid that completely. But this was in the Bani Israel, that not only was it in their mind and their heart, but they openly used to say, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهُ. We are the children of Allah. That we will not be punished in fire of Jahannam just for a few days. They made all various claims. Those are not at all befitting for any person who knows a little bit about his relationship with the Deen and with Allah Ta'ala. Further, Allah says, بَلِ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. بَلْكَ اللَّهُ هِي پَاكِزَا كَتَائِ جِسْكُ چَاهِ. But it is only Allah who purifies whom He wants to. In fact, a person cannot even purify himself. He makes the effort, no doubt, but the purification is only from Allah. Just like a person can make effort to get hidayat, but hidayat is only in the hands of Allah and to whom Allah Ta'ala gives hidayat. In the same way, tazkiyah nafs, to purify our soul, and that it is clean and clear of all wrong, blemishes, evils, all faults, etc. That is only when Allah Ta'ala desires it. And Allah desires this for those people who are humble, not those people who are proud and who claim that we are very pious and we are very good. To have such an attitude is very dangerous. To say such things is the worst. But to even just think that I am pious, that is also totally haram. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. اور ان پر ظلم نہ ہوگا تاگے برابر. And there will be no zulm made on anyone whatsoever, not even to the extent of a strand of a cotton. The least bit, no zulm will be made on any person. Whatever a person will have to pay for will be actually what he had done wrong. It won't be for any thing which he did not do any wrong, and he will be punished for that. That's out of the question. Allah does not make zulm on any person in the least, but whether it is in this worldly life or whether it will be in the akhirah. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, انظر كيف يفترون على الله الكذب. دیکھ کیسا باندھتے ہیں اللہ پر جھوٹ. Just see what lies they put on Allah Ta'ala. Like they say that Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah. They say that we will not go in the fire of Jahannam but for a few days. They say we are the chosen ones of Allah Ta'ala. doing all the wrong and evil, and then claiming all these claims which are total lies. Allah never gave them that position. And this happens to a person when he thinks I'm pure and clean. Then he starts having this type of attitude. وَكَفَى بِهِ إِثْمًا مُبِينًا اور کافی ہے یہی گناہ صریح. And this attitude is enough to make a person a open and great sinner. Not even the action, just the attitude that I'm pure and clean, that I'm pious, that I'm more pious than other people. Just that thought and that attitude is enough to make a person the worst sinner in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So a person must try his best to purify himself, stay away from all sin, but never ever forget making a claim, must even think that I am pious, I am clean, I got no guna, I am right in everything. A person who always thinks I am right, all this is very, very dangerous and is very wrong and harmful for a person. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, to remedy this situation, says a person must at least think to himself at least once a day that presently amongst all the Muslims in the world I am the worst of all, because perhaps I don't know, I may be making my 5 times namaz, I may be doing everything what I'm supposed to do, but I may be having one bad habit. My eyes may not be under control. My anger may not be under control. My thoughts are not under control. And because of that, perhaps Allah hates me the worst. And that person that looks like a big open sinner, he might be have some good quality in him. He might be showing kindness to the weak, helps the people who need help, etc., which we don't even know and take notice of. And therefore, he may be a favorite of Allah. And as far as mort is concerned, a person must regard himself the worst from even all the animals and all the non-believers also. From the animals, because they won't be punished for their wrongdoing, just the revenge will be taken if they have done wrong to any other creation of Allah. And after that they will be turned into sand and there is no azab of Jahannam for them. And the non-believers, we don't know who accepts Islam right at the last moment even. And many, many such cases where non-believers accept Islam just before dying. And nobody has given us the guarantee that we are going to die on Iman. So we cannot make that claim at all. We have to have that fear all the time, right up to morn. May Allah grant us this attitude of humility, humbleness, feeling guilty and correcting ourselves, never feeling that I am perfect, I am right, and I am the only one who is pious, and I am very pious. Those are all very dangerous the things that can happen to a person when he tries to reform and correct himself. Shaitan will come in different ways and with different arrows will attack a person. May Allah protect us and guide us, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.